Football on Sunday night for the Kansas City Chiefs hosting Houston in prime time at Arrowhead Stadium, where the Chiefs have won five straight home games. And with the call will be Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. You can listen Sunday night right here on KNSS. Hey, speaking of which, let's bring on Mitch on his Friday morning appearance here on KNSS as we say good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Johan.
Good morning.
And a big shout-out, John, did you go to the Credit Union first annual NFL Draft Credit Union Let's Pick Our Week party on KNSS on the Plopper Report and also on KWCH television at Chicken and Pickle? Were you there, John?
I missed that one.
That was the empty chair, wasn't it, Ted?
Yes.
Yeah, there were two empty chairs.
I missed.
We invited John.
I missed it. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Shame on me.
It was epic.
No, it's the old Austin Powers movie, Nigel Powers. Daddy wasn't there. And we also invited Mel Kiper. He didn't show up either. But let me start this way, Ted. You'll remember I saw all these six credit unions, you know, burning the wood.
Yep.
But I saw Skyward Credit Union. They had the last pick. And Skyward Credit Union was figuring out, how do we maximize this pick? It's like the Chiefs picking 32nd right. every year. And remember Aggie Tuxor, she's legendary. She had help at the table. They were working the phones. Kevin Britton, Skyward Credit Union, they're more than a lender. They're your partner, and they use that at skywardcu.com to pick later in the season.
Mm-hmm.
And they chose this week. How brilliant was it to choose a week where so much was on the line? So give Skyward Credit Union some credit here.
Oh, yeah. They were ahead of the game on this one.
No pun intended. Give him credit.
Okay. Oh, put-um-pum.
So, yes. Way to go. Aggie Tuxhorn should have gone to Texas A&M, but she went to Wichita State. That all works out. But anyway, Skyward Credit Union with the next biggest game of the year.
Yeah, this is a big one. I mean, it literally – and I know last time I was on – filling in for Steve, I kind of asked you the same question, but this has to be a must win without a doubt, correct?
Well, it's pretty close. And we use must win a lot in the sports world, but I do think the numbers that the Chiefs win, they're up to like a 42 or 3% chance of making the playoffs. If they lose, it's like 11%.
12, yeah.
So 12, 11, yeah. So, and you're the numbers guy, Ted. You went to Notre Dame private school. And by the way, congratulations to your Cape and Crusaders
oh, yeah.
winning the state title.
Weston Sharks finally got his state title. Yeah.
That's right.
Way to go, Weston. And a tip of the cap to the late Eddie Crewell, buddy. All right. Anyway, the thing is here, yeah, it's super important. And Houston's hot. They've won four in a row. Not only it's who we're playing, but what the situation the opponent has. And it's as urgent for the opponent every week since after the bye as it has been for us. So, again, and it's December football. And when you get into December football, it's the playoffs before the playoffs, and that's certainly the mood of this game.
And the Houston Texans have been making noise after a slow start because of their defense. The Texans lead the league in fewest yards allowed per game, and they're only allowing 16 points a game.
And C.J. Stroud is coming on, too. That the quarterback is just, he's healthy again and looking good.
Well, the Texans are trying to make history. They were started 0-3 in 2018 and still made the playoffs. No team has ever started 0-3 twice and made the playoffs, and the Texans are chasing that destiny and that NFL record. But let's go to their defense, because Ted, these guys and John, even with Stroud missing the three games of concussion, they win all three of those games. Davis Mills, a quarterback, because of their defense. All the base subjects, they're there. You mentioned a lot of them. They're also the best in quarterback rating allowed, only 74.2, which is crazy for an average. They force the most three and outs. 30% of the time you're going three and out. Third down defense, they're top two. I think it's the top defense in the league. Now, we got some Bronco fans listening going, oh, come on, man. Well, you're 1A, okay, or 1B maybe. But the difference between the Houston defense and the Denver defense, they both have incredible, ferocious pass rushes. And with Houston, they got Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter. But what the Texans have that the Broncos do not is a a secondary that doesn't leak any oil or any fuel anywhere. These guys are all really good players. If you go right down the line, Derek Stingley Jr., Lassiter may not play, but he's really good. Callan Bullock has been the number one DB in the league now 2 years in a row in catch percentage against him. Who am I leaving out here? Jalen Petrie, he's got 3 interceptions. No weak links, no runt pigs in the secondary. Well, right now Denver's got to figure out the Riley Moss situation because that's where everybody's attacking them. So it's just very infinitesimal, but Houston is a bear to score upon. And this is going to be a 17-14 game, which means it's paramount, going back to John's point, that the Chiefs' defense has to do more than their part to carry the day here against the Houston offense so that the Chiefs' offense has a ghost of a chance against this rock-hard Houston D.
Chiefs have won 5 straight at home at Arrowhead, and it's pretty obvious they're a different team at Arrowhead.
Yeah, and the crowd's been awesome. Yeah. And the crowd helps the defense. It rattles the offense to some extent. It gets false starts. It throws off there. You've got to have a silent count. But also it limits your ability to audible. When it's so loud, and I'm a wide receiver, the width of the field is 53 yards, 53 and a half yards to be exact. So cut that in half. What is that, 37 yards? Well, I'm out 25 yards away from the quarterback. I can't hear him go, Ted, John, John, Capen, Crewell. I can't hear it. So I'm like, I hope I heard the audible, but I'm going to do what I think I'm supposed to do. And that really can throw an offense off more than people think.
Yeah, my brother Ned was at that credit union epic draft before the season. He wanted me to reconfirm with you that Pizza Shuttle is still alive and well in Manhattan.
Thank you, Ned. That was a key thing to know for that night.
Hey, I got a little tease for you. Pizza Shuttle's coming to Wichita.
What? I finance, I'm sure, by Skyward Credit Union.
Pizza Shuttle is coming to Wichita on the WSU campus. That's all I can tell you.
What? Yeah, stop it.
Yep.
Yeah. And if there's a Skyward Credit Union ATM right there beside it, life doesn't get any better than that. You'll never move from that spot. I would just sit in a folding chair, have Pizza Shuttle pizza, and look at the Skyward Credit Union ATM and just pull out money. I don't know. It'd be great.
Hey, when you
and then get a loan from.
Trust me, when I was at KU and drunk, there was nothing better than a Pizza Shuttle at 2 a.m. for $7. Nothing better than a Pizza Shuttle.
John, we're gradually getting closer to TMI right now. We're getting really close.
And
when
of course,
I puked on Mass Street, it was, oh my God, it was awful.
You and I finally found something else that we have in common, brother.
Dogs barking at me. Yeah, I was over on 4th in Indiana, and the dogs were barking at me. I was so crying.
It all comes full circle, as it always does. Yes, the Chiefs and the Texans does. On Sunday night. Mitch Holthus and the Chiefs Radio Network pregame coverage begins at 6 o'clock Sunday evening, kickoff at 7:20 p.m. Sunday, and that's right here on your Wichita Radio, home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I must ask Mitch Holthus, how does this Chiefs-Texans matchup somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Shocker football post-Thanksgiving update?
Okay, loosely connected, so it's not exactly a McIntosh slap-your-head obvious one, but we talk about Aggie Tuxhorn. Right? Aggie Tuxhorn of Skyward Credit Union. All right. I'm going to get to the Aggies in a second. But I've been researching these other stories, and you know I got fired up when I was at West Point. I was actually talking to you from Post. I was on Post at West Point looking at the Sedgwick statue when I'm doing your show. It was a weepy moment. And I thought about when Al Gebert took the Shocks to West Point to play the cadets.
Yep.
All right. But Hank Fulberg keeps showing up. Hank Fulberg. And then I started going, well, wait a minute. There's a story here with Hank Fulberg. Now, Hank Fulberg was the focus of last week because he led the Shocks to a Missouri Valley Conference title in the early 60s, 1961, Parcells, Sun Bowl, played Villanova. Yep. That was Hank Fulberg. Hank Fulberg played at West Point with Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside, Glenn Davis. Doc Blanchard.
Yeah.
They won the national championship 2 years in a row at Army. And Hank Fulberg was on that team.
Wow.
Now, for whatever reason, he did not get his commission. He didn't finish. He played on those teams with Red Blake, the famous Army coach. Hank Fulberg, he was a leading player on a national championship Army team. didn't finish, didn't get his commission, but he started coaching and was an assistant here, an assistant there. Then he became head coach of the Shocks and led them to the Valley title in 1961. But then who came calling? Now, he was a native Texan. Who called him but the Texas A&M Aggies? And so Hank Folberg left Wichita State. Shocks tried to keep him. They offered him pizza at Pizza Shuttle. Wasn't even born yet because the other pizza was around too, with the first ever on there on the campus. But Pizza Shuttle was a guy driving around in a car, making it in his basement. Hank, they tried to give Hank a little NIL deal to stay. He went to Texas A&M. But Hank Folberg is a really interesting story that I kept bumping into looking at these other stories. So you can't have a guy that played at Army on a national championship team with Mr. Inside and Mr. Outside if you don't have a team. So bring it back and bring back Hank. Bring it back.
Definitely great stuff. Have a fantastic call on Sunday night. Looking forward to hearing you, Mitch.
You got it. And, boys, mushroom cloud time again. You'll see it. The Arkansas River is going to run backwards because this is a big game, boys. John, you guys have laid it out.
As we say, thank you, Mitch.
Thank you. Thank you, Theodore. Thank you, Johan. Thank you, Aggie Tuxhorn. And thank you, Hank Folberg. And thank you, Pizza Shuttle.
Yep. It all comes around. Thank you, sir. Looking forward to your call on Sunday night. That is our weekly Friday morning visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, right here on KNSS. Traffic and weather update is on the way, and the insane rush to judgment. That's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute next on KNSS.